Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Gate Radio and our lovely background music. This is our Sunday, December 9th, 2012 edition of Beyond the Gate Radio, and boy, do we have a great guest for you tonight. I am your host, David M. Baker, and my co-host tonight is Sherelle Baker. I'm Sherelle.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Welcome. Glad to be here. I'm excited for our show tonight.
I am too. I was supposed to call our guest a little earlier, but due to some last minute, you know, crazy energy, that didn't happen. But at least we made it to the show on time. So I would like to take this moment to thank all the faithful listeners to the show and welcome anybody that's never heard my show before, that's a new listener. Welcome to Beyond the Gate Radio. Thank you for listening. If you like our show, please push the follow button on the radio website. My website is davidbakerspiritmedium.com. That's davidbakerspiritmedium.com. If you wish to contact me, my confirmation is listed on my website, my book, my Facebook pages, and everything about me. Tonight's guest that you all have been waiting for is Cheryl Lynn, and she's an amazing psychic. And let me tell you a little bit about her. We've had her on the show before, and she was very popular. Cheryl Lynn is a natural-born psychic through her father's lineage. She uses the tarot as a key for her to open the door to her abilities. While others are learning to increase their psychic abilities, Cheryl Lynn needed to control hers and found it through the tarot cards. Her life's purpose is to bring laughter and light to the world. Psychic Cheryl Lynn has recently been seen on MTV's Unseen Moments with Dr. Drew. Her YouTube 2012 predictions, as of the last show many months ago, had over 21,000 hits. I'm sure it's doubled by now at least, because she's very popular. And her 2013 predictions are very popular as well. You can check out her on YouTube by putting in the search engine, Psychic Cheryl Lynn. And also, she is available for private phone or email readings. Those of you in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or New York area, also ask about hosting a psychic salon or tarot party, which I know about those. They're very exciting. To reach Psychic Cheryl Lynn, please call her at, get your pencils ready, at area code 484-22-9620. And her website is www.whiterose.com. Productions.com. We will be posting that in the chat room and repeating it again later. She also did predict Hurricane Sandy and the flooding at the Jersey Shore and New York over a year ago on a local TV show. That's right, she did predict Hurricane Sandy on a TV show, I want to repeat, which he has posted. He posted on my Facebook page a while ago. And tonight, she's going to give us some more predictions. She's going to give us also a sneak peek to her 2014 predictions. Can you imagine that? Not only 2013, but 2014. Now, that's got to be amazing. And she will also answer questions to the callers and in the chat room people, in case those of you in chat will want to know, does she take questions from the chat? And we can say, yes, she does.
That's right. That's right.
Now, what she needs is of a caller or somebody in the chat room, when we do get to that portion of the show, and we're live for an hour and a half tonight, so that should be plenty of time, I hope, because the telephone lines, the switchboard is just so full, I can't even see the bottom of it. It goes all the way off the page, so we'll see what happens. So if you want to have a reading with her or have some questions, make sure you give her your first name, your age, and a question. All right. Well, what am I waiting for? Welcome, psychic Cheryl Lynn. Welcome back to Beyond the Gate.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and happy holidays to you and Cheryl. It's so great to talk to you again. And I do have a little cold tonight, but that's okay. It doesn't, you know, hinder anything. I just might sound a little hoarse, but that's okay.
You know what? I've never heard anybody say anything other than that if they weren't feeling well. Like, well, I have a little warm tonight, you know, and I'm a little rabbit, but that's okay too. What can I say? Anyway, how you doing? So, having a cold and everything, are you hanging in there with all that?
Yes.
Crazy
well, 2012. What a year! What a year, 2012. I can't wait till it's over. I can't speak
Me
for the
too.
Other signs. I can't speak for the other signs, but us poor Taurus, the bulls, we were just kicked around in 2012. I can't wait till 2013. Aye.
Now, I have a question. Is there a reason why I've noticed compared to other recent years that there seems to be a very large increase in the amount of deaths, tragedies, loss of money, loss of home, people getting ill, you know, just a whole bunch of things happening to people that instead of just, you know, one or two things here and there this year and the next year a few more, but like the whole year is just like karma is coming back major or something's going on. What's your feeling about that?
Well, we are, you know, getting into the new age of technology, and the vibrations are rising now. Mother Earth herself, the crust has shifted. So, you know, that would bring some of the weather patterns, but we are getting into that new age of technology, the vibrations are higher, and this is manic energy. Plus, if you had like that Pluto-Uranus square, we got that for the next 4 years. That's almost like a pressure cooker on most of the signs, you know, like it turns everything up. So it's just, you know, just a combination of things, David and Cheryl, that, and unfortunately, it's going to be like this until about 2016, until things, I feel, calm down, until we get, you know, through that Pluto-Uranus square. And then, but we're going to be in this age of technology until 2032, and then we get into the age of renewal. Okay, so we're going to be having this manic energy for a while, that's for sure. But I don't think it's going to be as dramatic as 2012. Oh,
oh, that's good. So it's kind of like...
I hope not. I hope not.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're in a perpetual storm, but like all storms, long or short, they end eventually, and we will have a brighter future. So that's good. So is there anything that you'd like to repeat to us about your 2012 predictions now that we are near the end of 2012, about some of the things that you predicted that have happened? Would you like to give a recap?
I don't have my 2012 paper. I know most of them came true. I ask, please, you know, go on YouTube and put in Psychic Cheryl Lynn. You can see me do, you know, the 2012 predictions on there. I really don't have the paper in front of me. I do have my 2013s and some of my 2014s in front of me. But, yeah, everything, you know, David, everything I predicted came true. So they just everybody go on and see, you know, what I even down to, like, a new love for Jennifer Aniston, you know, like, little things like that, too. So, of course, the big thing was Hurricane Sandy and, you know, the Jersey Shore, New York City, the flooding, things like that. But, yeah, so please go on YouTube and you can check out my 2012s there. And, I go through the whole thing there.
Okay, that's great. Now, is there somewhere you'd like to start tonight? You have many things to tell us. You may start wherever you wish and just go ahead and take off on it. We're all listening.
Okay, well, I just wanted some of the 2013 predictions, which I did on March 10th, 2012. And, of course, they've been on for the last 7 months. They're on YouTube, the 2013. And, David, between my 2013s and my 2012s, I do have 60,000 hits. So it really has been, like, taking off. People are finally, you know, discovering, you know, these predictions, and I'm very, very happy about that. I'm actually thrilled. For 2013, it's not going to be as dramatic, like I said, as 2012. Because in 2012, whatever's going to manifest will manifest quickly. In 2013, I don't get as instant a manifestation, which is good. I get a little bit of a softer year. Also, in numerology, David and Sherelle, 2012 is the year of conflict. And then for 2013,
okay,
it goes down. Yeah, it goes down to the year of love. So, you know, 2013, the year of love, or it's a love number. So, you know, it's going to be softer, you know, than 2012. Now, what I wanted to talk about, David, was that I do see that the dangerous weather patterns are going to continue in 2013. And we're to expect the unexpected. Okay, so I don't see a Hurricane Sandy coming in 2013, but I want everybody to be prepared, especially the East Coast. We're going to be getting hit with these storms, and it's just I would call it like Hurricane Alley, David and Sherelle. You know, where the hurricanes have come up the East Coast, I call it Hurricane Alley, and you know, it's just we're all going to kind of like get hit. Jersey Shore again, New York City, New York. I keep seeing New York getting hit. Flooding, you know, major rain, you know, really like wacky weather patterns. So just everybody be prepared for that. I do see earthquake for the East Coast, but a major earthquake for the West Coast, David and Sherelle, next year. So just be prepared for that, okay? And I don't feel it's that San Andreas fault. I don't think it's that. I think it's something else that you have there. Okay, so whatever.
Like Hayward fault or Calaveras fault, those are two other major faults out here in California.
Yeah, so I want you to kind of like check around there, okay? Or check around. It's not the fault that you think it is, okay? Whatever that means.
It's not my fault.
It is your fault.
Could be in Southern California too, because we're in Northern California. But go right ahead.
Okay. I do see, and this is something I predicted a year ago, major power surges happening throughout America. Many people without power for long periods of time. Back up your computers, buy generators. Everybody be prepared for these power outages. Now, I did predict this a year ago, but I wanted everybody, please, especially on the East Coast, and even like mid-America, please have your generators ready, your survival kits, you know, be prepared. I do feel more power outages. You know, it's just going to be kind of like a way of life for us until about, you know, 2016 to 2018, until things kind of calm down a little bit. But I feel that people are going to be, it's not going to affect people so much as it does right now. People are like, oh, the power's out, let's put on the generator. But if you're going to, you know, I don't work for a generator company, but if you can buy generators, buy them, because you're going to be using them. Okay? Now, here's an interesting one, David. China moves in as a superpower in 2013, and do not trust XI. At this point, I didn't know who XI was or anything about China, and a couple of my clients told me that XI is actually somebody coming into power. So I thought that was pretty cool. Okay?
All right.
I really don't see too much happening with President Obama. I really don't see too much. I do see that the youth protesters turn violent, youth in revolt all around the world. And that's going to be a general theme coming into 2014 too. This vibration, people, especially the youth, people that protesting, things getting out of hand, paranormal activity increasing big time in 2013. More and more people seeing full body manifestations, and the dream life becomes active and vivid. So even people that are really not into the paranormal, David and Sherelle, I do see that increasing, you know, where people are going to say, I see an arm, I see an orb, you know, what is this? Okay.
Well, we were discussing that recently, that I told her that I noticed the amount of paranormal shows have increased on TV too. Not only just the Bio Channel, A&E, the Travel Channel, Sci-Fi, you know, they're just very popular right now. And maybe somebody's trying to tell us something, but that makes sense.
Yeah, it's going to be, well, because the veil's so thin, because of the vibration, the veil between the two worlds, it's getting thinner. So they're going to be able to, you know, like, you know, when you you communicate with them on the other side, you know, it's going to become easier, you know, for us to communicate on the other side. But it's also going to be easier for them to manifest, you know, their energy when they do come down here. Okay? So I do see, so there's going to be an increase, again, with the psychic shows on television, too. That's going to be there for a while. Technology advancement phenomenal in 2013. So much new technology coming out. It'll be hard to keep up with it all. You know, I get shown all this technology stuff. I don't understand it at all. I don't know if this is for 2013, but I was shown, as far as, like, technology goes, I was shown, like, migraines. They're going to help people that suffer with migraines with some kind of light therapy, like laser lights or some kind of light therapy. That's actually going to cure migraines.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that's 2013. I don't think it is. But they show me, you know, things like that. So I really don't understand. I just see, like, beams of light helping migraine sufferers. So that's good. And let's see. Gas prices in America steady in the mid-$3 a gallon range. And people continue to adjust their lifestyles according to what the pump says. Oh, and here's one thing that I predicted for 2013. The online dating sites become less popular in 2013. People start to get out a little more and actually interact with each other on a social level. Now, I do see that. I predicted that, but, you know, there's a show on MTV now called Catfish, where people are discovering that they're talking to, like, you know, people online. They're, you know, falling in love with people that aren't real, you know. So I think that's going to be, people are just going to kind of walk away from the, you know, the online dating. You know, they're going to actually, you know, let me meet you, let me talk to you, you know. So I think that's actually a positive thing. So that's basically it.
That sounds really good. I remember seeing some show that they were talking about, you know, they go into these reality worlds and they live life through the reality of these people that they create online. But it would be nice to see more people take an initiative to get out and meet actual real people.
And also, even just like people that are texting each other, and like they go on an online site to date each other or to meet each other, and it just ends up somebody being, you know, some kind of predator or something on the other end. But they've been talking to these people for like 3 years, 4 years. So I do see that kind of ending, which is a positive thing. You know, I really see people just saying enough's enough with that. So that's really great. So that's what I have.
Do you have any predictions? I have a person in chat that was asking if there's any predictions about life on other planets.
Well, of course there's life on other planets. They're with us now. They've always been with us. I don't see, like, in the immediate future anyway, you know, like War of the Worlds or something where they're coming down and shooting us or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I do feel that, yeah, okay. there's visitors, yeah. I do feel there's visitors here for sure. I can get into some of the 2014 predictions, some of the things I saw for 2014. Oh, some things I was shown, talking about, we were talking about the weather and the weather patterns. I did see, like, the Florida Keys going under. So, where, you know, people that live in the Florida Keys, I see that, like, gone, and I also see Miami, parts of that kind of, like, chopped up. You know, it's not totally gone, but it's, like, chopped up. So we got to be prepared for more of this flooding that's happening.
Well, that makes sense. Scientists have stated that the East Coast of the United States has risen about 4 inches in the last decade, so it makes sense that the possibility that it could, you know, move around to the southern parts of the United States. Who knows? So let's hope those people listen and have boats ready or do something. I would if I was down there.
Yeah, just,
so
just
that,
again, be prepared. Mm-hmm. And something else for 2014. I'll give you a little bit of a sneak peek here. The first thing that I got for, you know, specifically for 2014, I do feel that people are going to start moving out of the cities, not only New York City, but all the cities in America and even in the world. It becomes too expensive, and I just feel people are, like, moving out. They'll work in the city, and, you know, we'll go see a show and have a great meal in the city, but the actual, I see a lot of people, like, moving out, okay, moving into the suburbs. It's just like, I can't afford this anymore. Okay, so you can start seeing the shift in 2014 for that. Also, I did see unrest in Texas, the state of Texas. I see an undercurrent bubbling there, and look for violent outbursts throughout the state. So it's something going on, like Texas, the state of Texas itself. I saw it as a pressure cooker. Okay, so I don't know what that means, but I feel that Texas, there's something going on with Texas. Also in 2014, I do see that cyber hacking. We have terrorists, but they're more like cyber. You know what I mean? They're hacking into now, and I feel it's just a handful of terrorists. I don't even think it's like a big organization. I just think it's a couple of people that are just going to be hacking into like national security and causing havoc. So be prepared for that. And so that's basically it. That's a little bit of a sneak peek coming up for 2014 for everybody. But there'll be more coming.
Well, that's the world. I guess we'll still be here. You know, at least you didn't predict some ominous comment wasn't headed toward the earth or something deep and dark like that. Life goes on.
Life goes on. It absolutely does. And we just do what we got to do. We're all walking our paths, and there's a lot of good things too, like technology. I mean, it's going to be unbelievable. I saw the movie theaters. Now, I don't know if this is 2014, probably not, but I did see like in the future, like the movie theaters where we're actually going to be part of the movie. You know, it's going to be like holograms or whatever, where you sit down, like you're actually part of the movie's like performing around you, which I thought was pretty cool, like virtual reality type of thing. I also saw in the future, but not for 2014, I did see like the libraries and actual school districts going by the wayside and everything being like online school. But I saw that down the line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're not going to be able to afford libraries, not going to be able to afford school districts. So I do see that coming. Okay?
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Well, we have word got out. There's quite a few people that want to talk to you here today. So
okay.
I just like to remind the people that we bring into the show to ask Cheryl a question. Please be sure to give her at least your first name and age and a question. Does that sound right, Cheryl?
That sounds good. Mm-hmm.
I have to try to remember to call you Cheryl and my wife Sherelle with two L's. I hope I don't get tongue-tied. So you're Cheryl and she's Sherelle. So I think I've done well so far.
Yeah.
So far you've done really well.
Yeah.
So I will now ask my switchboard operator, Cheryl, are you ready?
I'm ready. Cheryl, you ready for your first call?
Yes, I am. Just I need the name, age, and question.
Okay, here we go. Area code 805. Area code 805, you're on the line. Can we have your name and your age and your question, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Donna, and I'm 58 years old. I'll be 59 April 22nd. And I wanted to know if there was a new love and more money coming into my life for 2013.
Okay. And you said your first name's Donna?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, one moment. I'm throwing the cards on you here, Donna. One moment.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Okay, I do see a delay in your money, but I do see you getting more money the second half. Okay.
Oh.
I don't see like a new love coming for you in 2013, but I definitely see a new friendship. I see somebody either your age or just a tad older. Okay, you must look younger, Donna. Because Tarot's showing me, yeah, you look, because you said 58, but Tarot's kind of like showing me she looks a little bit younger. So this man could actually be 58 years old, but he looks 58. Okay?
Yeah, I look younger than 58.
I do see like a friendship or a companionship or somebody that you're interested in, but I'm not seeing like a big love or anything like that. Also, you're going to be Donna, you're going to be putting the period on a lot of things in 2013 and moving on from a lot of things. I see in 2012, you just like put your hands up and said, I give up, you know, I'm moving on now. I'm putting a period on things and I'm moving on. And I see a great growth period for you in 2013. And Tarot is saying, you know, it's time for you to take that step up. You move on. You know, it's time for you to go. It's time for you to, you know, advance your life and take that next step in life. And especially the second half of 2013, I see you having a lot of fun. Also, at the end of 2013, I see you're going to have a choice in jobs. So this could be either that you'll work a new job, you'll work another job, but there's like something coming up at the end of 2013, which will actually, in 2014, I see better money for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Donna,
Bye-bye.
For calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. That was a great call. I have a couple of people that were able to call in on Skype, too, so I'm excited tonight about the number of people that are able to use the Skype to call in. So we'll grab one of the Skype callers now.
Okay.
And let's see. Hello, you are on the air.
This is
Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
And this is David. Hi.
Hi, I've been wanting to call in to your show for ages.
Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you made it tonight. Spirit must be, have a little pool with me tonight or something to get you in here. But welcome to the show. Could you please state your first name and age and a question?
My name is Kieran. I'm 18 years old, and I just wonder if I'm going to get a job soon.
Okay. I do see that you're working a creative job, but it doesn't pay a lot of money. I do feel that you're going to be working that creative job, but then in 2013, around the second month, so that would be February of 2013, I do feel that you get more of a stable job or, you know, something that you're going to be working on a steady. You have steadier money in 2013 than you did on 2012. I see a maturing period for you, too, a growth period for you. Don't worry about your love life. I see that really picking up big time in 2013. I see you having a lot of fun in 2013. You're going to be working hard, but you're going to be compensated for your work, unlike in 2012. And let's see here. And what you need to work on in 2013 is take some time out for yourself to have fun. Because you're going to be working, you know, the two jobs, so, you know, make sure that you have fun, you know, take time out for fun. But again, I do see the social life. That's like the highlight in 2013 for you, that the social life, really, you're going to be like, oh, I got so many friends, so many people. So that's great, too.
Thank you. I have you all on Facebook, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Bye. She's also one of our listeners she's in the chat room, so that was perfect. I was glad that we were able to get her in.
Okay. And who's it? And hello?
Hello. Yes, we are just... No. So you're getting calls from all over the place. I was just looking at the switchboard. Sorry, my mind drifted. Apparently he called from the UK, so you're getting calls from all over the world, young lady.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's been happening, you know, since the the predictions on YouTube that hits the world. I've been getting France and London and now this person, and this person actually is on my Facebook. And so I'm so happy that I got a chance to actually talk to that particular person, and I just see wonderful things happening for them. So, so that's great. That's wonderful.
That's right. We like good news, but we understand that when you do a reading, you have to tell them like it is, right? You don't tell them what they want to hear. You tell them what you get and what they need to hear. And hopefully this next caller will hear what they not only need to hear, but want to hear.
Okay.
Area code 773, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
What's your first name and how old are you and what's your question?
My name is Tempest. I'm 23, and my question is pertaining to Matthew and I. I just wanted to know, how did you see it panning out, like now or towards 2013?
Okay. And Matthew is your significant other?
Well, I hope to be.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, the good news about this is that it's hopeful, okay? This relationship is hopeful, but somebody's got to take a lot of responsibility in order for it to move on and for it to advance. So I do see, Tempest, that the relationship is a little bit one-sided. So either you're taking on a lot of responsibility for him or he's taking on a lot of responsibility for you, okay? Now, in 2012, I do see that this relationship was a little bit rocky. Somebody wanted to leave or there was a breakup or a separation, people coming back. Somebody wanted to take the relationship to the next level. The other person was like, I'm not even ready for that. Now, Tempest, did you want to, like, move in together or something or like, advance the relationship like that?
Yeah, I just wanted to advance it. I mean, at least try to get the relationship off the ground. You know, just try to start something that's fun, but at the same time going a specific direction. You know, I wasn't in a rush, but he wasn't ready. I don't know.
Yeah, he's still undecided, Tempest. He's still weighing the pros and cons. Now, what's his astrological sign? What's Matthew's astrological sign?
He's a Taurus.
Okay, he's a Taurus. Okay, I'm May 9th. So when's his birthday?
His birthday is May 10th, 1985.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let you know a little bit about Taurus. We do take our time. We don't like change. We like to keep in our routines. So in order to advance a Taurus or get the Taurus down the aisle or get the Taurus into a relationship, you got to take it like one step at a time and kind of get him into like a routine. Also, Taurus, we like our security, okay? So if you make sure that he's in a secure area or that, he knows that his security is stable. You know, stability is another thing that Taurus loves. You know, there's a possibility for this relationship. There truly is in 2013, but it's like, please know he's still, you know, on the fence about it, and you're going to have to take on the full responsibility in order to get him on the same path with you, or you know what I mean? Like, you're walking a little bit ahead of him. It's almost like you got to, like, wait for him to catch up with you a little bit, okay? But I do see that this relationship can work. And, Tarot is saying it's just going to take its time and, you know, don't rush him, don't push him. Just, in 2013, just take it one step at a time. And by September, October of 2013, you'll take the next step in your relationship, okay?
Okay. Okay, well, he's not gone yet. He's still like me. He's still around.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he still will be around. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.
Well, that's amazing, especially since your route to reading was picking up on his astrological sign. I know my brother and several people I know are Tauruses. And you're right. My brother's a Taurus. He's kind of old-fashioned. He's kind of hard to move like a big rock. He's set in his ways. And you're right. If he's not in a zone of, in a comfort zone, then good luck. But, yeah, they're generally really nice people, hardworking. But, yeah, I mean, I like the way you did that in a reading. I don't get very many psychics using that tool or numerology or other things. You use that and tarot and your own intuition and everything thrown together. I just want to give you a compliment saying that you're really amazing in doing this.
Thank you. Well, I knew there was, when I say tarot says, I'm actually talking to my guides. But I actually find when I tell people my guides are saying, it kind of creeps them out, David. So I just kind of say tarot is saying. It sounds better. But, her particular reading, my tarot or the guides were saying, you know, ask about his astrological sign because he's his astrological sign. And then when she said Taurus, and I understood why he was taking his time and, you know, especially like if she is Sagittarius or Aquarius or something like that, they usually want to move the relationship forward, you know, quickly, and Taurus will drag behind. So
hey, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you ready for another caller since your energy is hot right now?
Yeah, sure.
It's actually a question for chat. I have someone in chat, Jean, who's asking about her son. Will things work out for her son? And will things get financially stable for her?
Okay. And do you know how old Jean is?
Jean is... Ooh, I missed that. Jean did not tell me how old she was. Okay. Well, we will have to ask that question, and we will go to the next question in chat.
Okay. And the reason why I'm asking, Sherelle, just so I want to let everybody know, the reason why I'm asking age is... You know, it's not that I'm curious about someone's age. It's just that I've noticed with my tarot, you know, I've been giving readings to people, and they'll say, well, yeah, that's absolutely true when I was 35, but now I'm 56. And my tarot, for some reason, is just like you got to zero in on their age, you know, this time, or I'd be giving, like, Jean a reading, you know, 20 years ago or something. So that's the reason why I need their ages. Okay?
That's true. Okay, I will put that question out to Jean. In the meantime, mm-hmm. Let's go on to the next caller.
Okay.
Area code 323. Area code 323. Can I have your name and your age and your question, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Camille, and I am 36 years old. My question is,
hi, Camille.
What do you see happening between me and Stephen?
Okay. Hi, Camille. Stephen is your significant other?
He's someone I'm interested in very much, and we are actually having something.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hold on a second here. Okay. One person has a financial issue in this relationship. One person needs to work on their career more than the other person. So I don't know if that's you or if that's your significant other, but they're trying to work their life out. I feel it's more towards him. He's trying to work his life out. He's trying to figure out what he really wants to be in this life. I get, like, stress, pressures. You know, it's almost like he takes so much and then he puts a stop to things or he abruptly ends things, and it makes you kind of nervous. I see that, okay? But I do see, like, the major problem areas, like, either – the financial, you know, financially, or, you know, just stress of general living. I get, like, money, like, out of the blue. I get bills coming out of the blue, or, you know, you might get a car and, like, major repairs or something like that. And this has been going on now for, like, the entire 2012 for this person. Now, the good news is I do see, like, in March and April of 2013, the money situation straightening out a little bit, okay, or it's bearable. Okay, so if he's been acting in an erratic behavior or he's worried about something, it will get straightened out by, like, March, April of 2013. And then I feel he's going to be emotionally available to you then. He also has some past issues, has nothing to do with you, either a past relationship or past issues that he's got to work out. There's really nothing you can do about that. Okay, but I do see you sticking with him in 2013. March, April, better months for the relationship. Okay?
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, I mean, this is someone I just met maybe 3-4 weeks ago. I'm just getting to know, so I wouldn't know any of that. But I know for me, I am getting my own professional life established. So it probably goes both ways.
It probably will go both ways, but then if the, you know, if it's about your financial situation, you know, that will get better, that you're on the right path. You need to work out you know, your goals and he'll be there. You just you have to work on it. I feel he has to too. So yeah. So 2013, March, April 2013. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Perfect. I just ended up getting to from Jean, if we can
okay.
get that information from Jean. So let's go ahead and work that out. Jean is in chat, and she's 60, and she
okay.
wants to know what her financial situation, do you see that it's looking better? And also she's
okay.
asking about her son, Brandon, who's 19.
Okay. I can just do like a general little reading here for Jean. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Okay, I do get Jean. I do get your financial situation getting better in October of 2013. Okay, so until then, you got to stretch the budget, Jean. You're going to have to. I just see like just the things that you need, not the things you want. Okay, you're going to have to stretch the budget until October of 2013. Also, either you don't understand. Insurances or some of this paperwork that's going to be coming through in 2013. There's some kind of like insurances or some kind of like paperwork you got to fill out to get some money. And it's like very, very complicated. This could even be like your taxes too, something going on with your taxes. And it will get straightened out, but it's like, oh, all this paperwork. I do see two lump sums of money coming to you in 2013, which is really good. I also see some kind of advancement also in employment or advancement as far as, like, career goes. So that's going to help you, you know, a bump up. I'm getting, like, kind of like a bump up. As far as the son, Brandon, if you just one moment here, Gene, I'm going to just throw the cards briefly on him. And he was 19 years old, right, Sherelle? Brandon was 19, right?
Yes, 19.
Yep.
Brandon,
okay.
19, yes.
Yep, okay. All right. Okay, he's had, like, a lot of issues in 2012. There's been a lot of, like, even some medical issues around him. He either could be depression or, you know, just general dissatisfaction with life, either problems sleeping, okay, and I do feel I feel he's going to get better in 2013. You know, his health-wise, he gets better, and there's not going to be so many episodes with depression or lashing out, or he doesn't know who he is in life, or, you know, he's going through, like, this life change. It's a slow process with him, but, you know, he does get better. He needs more exercise, too. Tarot's talking about he needs to get out a little bit more. He's very much... you know, I get like the Eight of Swords around him, which is somebody who's like depressed, or they're too self-involved, or too they need to get out of themselves. You know, whether they're sitting in the room all the time or sitting behind a computer all the time, he needs to get out more. Okay, but I do think he'll be okay. He needs some answers about really life path and where he's going in life. And I do see Gene helping him. There's other people around him, too, that love him, especially another male, another female that's around him that's going to help him. Okay, but he's still got a long way to go there, Gene. You just, you know, keep him going down the path and guide him, okay? He needs a lot of guidance. Okay? Okay.
That was a great reading. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I am sure we'll get a... message. She says thanks for the information, and she's most appreciative of getting the opportunity. And the last little part is she says that he's lost his dad and lost his way in life. Thanks so much again. So That was a
he'll
great
find,
reading.
He'll
thank
find
you.
His way. Yep. There's other people around him in this life that's going to help him too. A male, another male, another female, plus his mother. He'll be okay. It's just a long journey. I feel a 2-year journey for him until he actually is like walking the path by himself. But that's okay. He's a young man yet. He's 19, 20, 21, 22 until he's, you know, he's walking his path. So.
Okay. Great.
Yep.
I have another caller from Skype that's coming okay. in, and it does not have a name. So let's open it up and see what we have. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm Anna. I'm 39 years old. And my question is, do you see me moving to the Netherlands soon and selling this house? It's about selling this house, and then I can move. So I was wondering if you see that happening or...
Okay. Okay, I do see it happening, but you don't have all the information yet. I see delays around this. I don't see this being like an immediate move. I see there's more information you need to have. It's almost like you have to dot all your I's and cross all your T's. There's like a procedure that goes with this. I do see that you will move. It's more towards the middle of 2013, maybe. You know, take your time with this move, okay? But you're also somebody, I get the magician card in your deck, so that means you're somebody that you can make anything manifest in your life. You can make anything happen in your life. So you're you know, and I think you're used to that anyway, like setting a goal and achieving your goal, correct?
Yes, I am. But yes, that's true. But I feel like I'm not really moving forward here because of this move. It's like it's kind of a complicated situation to be here for. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, like I said, I do see confusion around this, and I do see that you need to get all your information, and then once you have all the information, you definitely will move. You will definitely move on. Right now would be a good time for you to start collecting all the information that you need, even, you know, down to the little detail. But like I said, I get the magician card, and you're a very strong willed person. And you're always been like that. You always will be like that. And you'll be able to do anything you want to do in this life, anything. And the only person that's going to stop you is you. But you definitely need somebody that, or you definitely need some information before you make this move.
What
okay?
is the information? Can you be a little bit more specific to what it is, to words? What should I look for?
Okay, what are you searching for? What's the problem with not moving on to the next to the house?
Finding clients.
Okay.
I've lowered my fee, then I put it a little bit more up because it was too low for my feeling. And
okay.
Top two apartments on my line have been sold. I'm still waiting.
Okay. Okay. What Tarot is showing me is I see 5 clients, if that means anything. I see 5 clients coming within the first part of 2013.
Okay.
And they're 5 like higher money clients, but you know, you're just going to have to adjust your prices, like, you know, like all of us, we have to adjust our prices to, you know, the universe is going to bring us people sometimes that can't afford our services, so we have to, and I do it too. You know,
yes.
To adjust, you know, but I do see 5 major, like, good clients, 5 of them, so you definitely will get the clients, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, I just want to remind everybody that you are listening to Beyond the Gate Radio. Thank you for listening in tonight. You are listening to Psychic Cheryl Lynn. If you'd like to reach her for a longer reading other than what we offer here on the radio, you may reach her at area code 484-221-9620. That's 484-221-9620. Please be sure to visit her website at www.whiterose-productions.com. Thank you. And now back to our fabulous guest. So, Cheryl, that even though she had a lot of energy going around in that reading there,
mm-hmm.
you managed to get to the heart of issue by, you know, asking her to be specific. What was the area she was having problems with, and you saw what it was. You gave her some excellent advice, and I think that's right on. Now she'll listen to you and do what she needs to do. I have a feeling that she will make her dream come true in the near future,
yes.
just like
oh,
you
yes.
said.
Oh, yes. She's got, yes, anybody has the magician. When I get the magician that comes up, that's anybody. When you get the magician in, when you're reading for somebody, anybody that does tarot, that person can do anything they want to do in this life, and they have the power to manifest it. And they're usually the ones that are holding themselves back. Like, usually they're not, you know, nobody else is holding them back. So with that particular person that just called, whenever she sets her mind to that, it'll, like, the doors will open for her. So I have a good feeling for She just needs all the information so she can open the door. That's all.
That sounds
okay.
wonderful. All right. With that,
we will go to the next call. We'd like to say hello to everyone in chat, all of our friends, Sandy, Nick, all of the people that call in the chat and Rory, who are always there for us. Thank you so much. All of our callers and everything, thank you. So we just want to put a shout out to all of our friends and family who are listening. So, and with that, let's go to the next caller. Area code 781, 781.
Yes, hi.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Trish. I'm 52, and I'm currently interviewing for some new job opportunities, and I was wondering if you saw me getting one.
Okay. Okay. Tara's saying right away there's one that you particularly want. Okay, I know that
yes.
there's one that's almost like, I feel like there's one that I really want, and then if I don't get that particular one, you know, the other one's just, so, okay. So I have to ask you, what's the particular one that you want, the particular employment that you want?
Well, it's a job that I actually applied to 7 years ago, and they passed over me, and it's kind of reappeared.
Oh, and, you know, that's how 2012 is, and that's how 2013 is going to be, too. Things from the past that just keep coming back. I get a four-month wait, and then you get this job, the one that you truly want, but there's a four-month wait. You had to go through some hoops to get, I mean, there's a process here. I mean, I get that, and don't be discouraged. But 3 to 4 months, I see you getting this. Okay, so that's January, February, March, around there. Okay. Yeah,
so
it's something that you, that you're going to have to, like, start, like, at one level, and then you'll be able to increase, you know what I mean? You'll go step by step with this. And I do feel in 2014 that it manifests as something even bigger for you, okay? But the universe is going to be bringing you what you truly want, and that's what you have to concentrate on, what you truly want, okay?
Okay, okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
That's wonderful. Sherelle and I were talking about today that, you know, if you want something and if you focus on that, you have better chances of it coming. Secondly, the key is to never give up, no matter how gloomy things look. If you want something bad enough or to get a certain place, never, ever give up.
And also, David, you know, the soul's purpose, the universe will show us what our soul's purpose is sometime during our life. We are actually pursuing our soul's purpose, even when we don't think we're pursuing our soul's purpose. And with that last caller, this is like something that's going to link into her soul's purpose. You know, it's going to be the stepping stone to put her in a place in life where she's actually, you know, working the soul's purpose. So that's going to be a big thing, too, that people are going to feel like, I want to do my soul's purpose, you know, not just work a job, but, you know, what's my true meaning for being here? And Trish is on her way. She's on her way to that. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, if somebody feels something's right in their heart, but they want it, they can't get it, so they're going for something else that they're just settled for, but they keep tripping up, and then that must not be the soul's purpose. They may have to go back the other direction.
Yep.
So that's right about the soul's purpose for sure. So let's see what the next person's soul purpose is, if, in fact, that's what they're going to want to find out.
I agree. I have another question for chat. From chat, another question. Sasha, who's 25, wants to know, when do you see her getting a boyfriend?
Okay. Well, first of all, even before I throw the cards, Sasha has her choice. Boyfriends are very, guys are very attracted to her. She is very particular. I do get, like, flirting around her, or she knows, how to handle gentlemen. Tarot is saying that there is somebody coming who's older than her, so I do feel this is somebody maybe 30 in there. She's going to go for more of an older guy. He was an athlete, or he's got some kind of athletic ability, whether he played football or he's into some kind of football or some kind of sports. He's also a very, like, outgoing person, and he's going to make her laugh. She's very giggly. I get, like, giggly around. I get there are men that she's particular, though. She has a list of what she finds attractive, and she didn't find that too much in 2012, like, what, like, her particular type is, or, you know, right now I do feel it's even, like, looks, too, like, certain looks. Now, this man's athletic, so he's definitely somebody with muscles, or, you know, he works out. Now, he's not going to be the one, in 2013. And then I do feel there's also a younger one around her, but I don't think she's going to be interested in him. I see her going more for the older one with the good sense of humor. I really don't see, Tara was saying 7 years from now. Okay, so 7 years from now, I do see you meeting the one and the one that you're going to be settling with. But until then, you have many, many opportunities to date, many, many opportunities to have boyfriends. So enjoy life. Enjoy it. I'm a 50-year-old woman. I'm telling you, a 25-year-old woman, enjoy your life. Okay?
Please enjoy it. She sends a note. She says, wow, I do have a list. And puts an exclamation point. So that's confirmation, and that hits the nail right on the head. So I love that. Okay. You ready to take the next call?
Sure.
All right. Area code 503.
Hello.
Here we come.
Hello.
503. Hi. Welcome to Beyond the Gate Radio with our guest psychic Cheryl Lynn. Who are you and your age and your question for Cheryl Lynn, please?
I'm Reva, and my age is 57. I'll be 58 March 11th, and I'm just curious about what she sees for me in the year 2013.
And your name was Marisa, you said?
Reva.
Reva, okay. All right. I'll just give you a little snippet here, Reva. Okay.
Okay.
All things are going to be made right. The seeds that you planted in 2012, you're going to start bearing some fruit in 2013. You're going to start fighting for what you feel is right, okay? So what you put up with in 2012, you're not going to put up it with in 2013. A relationship with a younger member of the family is going to change for you. I feel that family member is going to move on to either a physical move, they're actually moving away, or they're just maturing, they're going on, they don't need your guidance so much or your protection anymore. I feel somebody like growing up around you or somebody maturing around you. You're pretty good with your money. I feel that there's going to be two investments coming up in 2013. I see you thinking about it, whether you should put some money into that. And Tarot's just saying just hold on to your money in 2013, whatever. I don't want you going to and like any non-traditional, like, investments. I want you to kind of, like, hold on to your money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I do feel that if you were thinking of traveling or doing some big trip in 2013, it's going to change. There's some kind of change going on with that. And you need to – you yourself are a very honest person. You yourself will tell it like it is. You don't play games. You don't wear a mask, and the universe is going to show you in 2013 that some of the people around you or some of the people you've associated with, they have been wearing the masks. Okay, you're going to discover that, and realize that not everybody's like you. You know, there's just people out there that aren't as honest and manipulators and things like that. And I feel you're just going to be walking away from some of these people, which is a good thing. It's a growth. It's a positive thing. Okay?
And about my business.
Okay. And what's your question about your business?
What do you see for it in 2013?
Okay. And what is it, Reva? What do you do?
I have adult foster homes for the developmentally disabled.
Okay. Okay, that's probably why Tara was talking about just kind of like hold on to your money, okay? Just, okay, let's see what's going on here. Okay, do you have five people now in your who you're dealing with?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Out of the five people, I do feel there's one that's in conflict. There's one that's going to give you some trouble in 2013, okay? I think you might know who this person is now. There's really not much you can do about that. Tarot's talking, you love this. We were just talking about soul's purpose, and this is your soul's purpose. And one of your life paths is humanitarian.
Yes.
you're fulfilling that. You are a humanitarian, so that's wonderful. I do see that you're going to have an opportunity to expand a little bit in 2013.
You.
So yeah, so good
that
things
was
coming.
The main
but
question.
Yep, expand. Yeah. You're going to start expanding. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I
Thank
heard
you.
It's going to be taking a turn, but I just can't figure out what it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reva.
Appreciate that.
Looks like in 2013, some new energies are going to be manifesting for all of us. Some it will come sooner, some it will come later, but it will be coming. No, I mean, it's got to be better than 2012.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad year, 2012. It said there were some extra things in there that made it more of a bumpier road than I think 2013 is going to be.
Yeah, for example, like the lady just called, she did want to expand her business and add more people, and the energies are going to be so in 2013 that she'll be able to do that. Where in 2012 it was just more like status quo, just get through it. Do you know what I mean? Just plod away at it. But I do see in 2013, she will expand more as the years go. But, it's a lighter year. It's a softer year. So she will be able to expand her business.
Well, I certainly hope she does. She's doing a good thing for people. And,
yes.
You know, how can you go wrong with that? The universe is on your side, you know.
Yes. Yes. She's a humanitarian, so she's fulfilling her life's purpose as a humanitarian.
So. I like it when people are doing... you know, what they came here for.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Just like you, you're doing what you came here for, and you're doing a really fantastic job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying.
You are. You're really quick and right to the point. You just see what you just tell what you see. And you've been doing this for quite some time, so.
Oh, gosh, yes. I've been doing it for you know, well, they tell me when I was in first grade, I was giving palm readings. So, and I don't even remember that, but I have people from Facebook that, you know, were in grade school with me, and they said, Cheryl, you gave us palm readings in kindergarten and first grade. You know, so this is like something that I guess I've been giving readings, you know. I told those people they owe me, you know, for those readings in kindergarten.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But, David, you know, you're talking about like these like fast and quick readings that I'm giving. Now, when I do a phone reading or I do a personal reading, my readings will last between an hour, hour and a half. And like, for example, Reva that just called, we can go through every little detail, every little person that she's dealing with, and we can get into a lot of detail. Tonight we're trying to get as many people in as, you know, possible. I'm just giving like quick little answers. So.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm glad that they have an opportunity to get a little something for themselves by calling into the show. You know, we're giving back to the people. This is all for free, and
yes.
We're just trying to help other people. And thank you so much again for being on our show and giving up your time. We really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to do this. I love to do it, so thank you.
No problem. You know, you're going to have you on again, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay.
We'll have to do the 2014s. You know, I'll be having, they're going to be coming out, and I'll be have them on YouTube around the beginning of April of 2013. I'll have my 2014s on YouTube. So, you know, after they come out, if we want to talk about them in detail, we can. Okay.
Or sure we check out your YouTube videos again and see what's going on.
Yep.
All right. Well, would you like to take another caller?
Sure.
Okay, our fabulous switchboard operator is on the job.
Area code 702. Area code 702. Hello, welcome to Beyond the Gate Radio. Can we have your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Hi there. My name's Alexis.
And how old are you, Alexis?
Hi, Alexis. I'm 44, and I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. And what's your question?
My question is about love and career, and my birthday is July 16th. I'll be 45 next year.
Okay. So just I'm going to give you a very general.
I forgot to say that within my career, I'm an actress and a model.
Okay. All right. Okay, I do see you sporadically working as an actress and a model. I do see you get calls for this. I get like four calls for that, like either the modeling or the acting. So there's four opportunities or four things coming for you in 2013 that you should take, like whether they're auditions or I do feel that there's a man that's going to be calling you, like a photographer, to take your picture. Do you have like a certain, I do feel that there's certain modeling you do, certain modeling you don't do, certain things, mm-hmm. like it's almost like certain things you do, certain things you don't do. And I do feel that you need to like loosen up a little bit on that, okay? So whatever opportunities the universe presents to you in 2013, you know, go to that audition, expand yourself a little bit in 2013 about, you know, what kind of acting roles? I feel you're more talented than what you're giving yourself credit for, and I feel there's more roles you can do. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to you know, try something different. I do see you going, you know, going for auditions. You also do you work a job? Because I see like a job around you too. I do see some kind of like steady money coming, either you know per month you have a certain amount that comes in. Okay.
No. So, like for the acting and modeling, do you think one day I would be moving to L.A. from Las Vegas?
Okay, I don't see it in 2013. If I gave you like a full life reading, we could see when that's going to happen. What you need to work on in 2013 is that you're more talented than what you know. So please try out on these auditions. Maybe you'd say to yourself, I'm not going to you know, that this is like something I wouldn't want to do, like try it, because you might it might lead to something else, okay? But I do get four acting gigs or four, I get the number four around this, you know, acting gigs or good modeling jobs, okay? And there's especially one male photographer that's just going to adore you. So you must be a very good model, too. You must be very good at what you do. But I don't see in 2013 you moving to L.A., okay? And Tarot is showing me you do have a steady monthly income, whether that's because you're working a steady job or that it's good steady money coming in for you. Okay.
How about the love life?
Okay. And what's your question about your love life?
Okay, I'm married right now, but do you think I would meet somebody or stay in my marriage, or what do you think would be coming up?
Okay. All right. Okay, I still see you kind of married. I don't see a breakup. I do see you kind of contemplating this. Has this been going on for like 3 years or something? I mean, I get like a three around this, or like
exactly.
The last three. Yeah, 3 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel that you're going to be moving away from him in 2013. There's control issues here, too. There's somebody very dependent on somebody else, so whether he's very dependent on you or you're very dependent on him, there's some kind of, like, control issues. I feel more towards 2014 you're going to be ready to move away from him and to move to L.A. like in 2014 around there. Okay, but to answer your question, yeah, more towards 2014, but to answer your question, no, I don't see you divorcing your husband or leaving your husband. I see you thinking about it, but I don't really see it happening in 2013. Okay?
You know, because I was dating my ex-boyfriend, right, and that's all over. But I don't think he's going to come back in the picture to ruin my marriage.
No, you have to decide, about your marriage. And actually, you have to put closure on that before even the universe can bring somebody, somebody in, more of a kindred spirit. Now, the soulmates really aren't here on this earth. Soulmates are on the other side. That's our other half. But there are kindred spirits here on this earth. But when we're in a relationship with somebody, we got to have closure in order for the universe to actually bring the next person in, okay? So I do feel that you're going to start your closure process in 2013, and then by 2014 it is closed, okay?
Okay, honey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and good job, and good
luck,
Alexis. And with your modeling. Good luck.
That was very good advice. No, I agree about the closure before she can move on because it could cause a block. And you know, all the readings are excellent, but I just was, kind of like tapping in because it was interesting. All the readings are, but the four doors that are going to open or contacts for her, I feel that she should listen to what you said about going ahead, and trying it out anyway, because I have a feeling that one of those for people that contact her or opportunities, one of them might be a key to actually going to where she wants.
Yes.
And that's why I think that what you said makes a lot of sense. If it was me, I definitely would pursue it, of course.
Yeah,
so
she just needs to expand. Yep. She needs to expand now as far as like her acting ability and what's in parts that she accepts and parts to play. And yeah. It's again, 2013 will be a jumping board to the 2014 to bigger and better things. So yeah, I agree with that. And I saw the mail that was in her reading, as far as like the one that's going to give her the opportunities, but she has to go for them. She has to, we have to make the effort to do these things. So I agree with you.
Well, most definitely. You got the gift, kid. You just got to put it into action.
Yeah. Yep.
I like that.
So how are you holding out, Cheryl? Do you want to take a break or anything, or do you just want to go ahead and take some more callers, or what would you like to do?
Is there more callers? I mean, we can take more callers. I just, want to thank everybody. I do enjoy this, and, just to let everybody know that things are going to get better, and, I feel like in between, 2016, 2018, things will really start getting better for people, and the predictions that I do give, they may seem a little radical, but I just feel if we prepare for these things that are going to happen, that they won't, it's just like New Jersey was devastated, the Jersey Shore was devastated with Hurricane Sandy, but there wasn't any deaths or, you know what I mean, because people prepared, they left the island, they left, do you know what I mean? So I just want people to prepare. I don't want people to be afraid. I just want them to be prepared, that's all. So that's really all I really wanted to say.
Well, that proves that there's a lesson. We're all here to learn, evolve, and grow, and there's a lesson in that. From previous experiences, apparently a lot of people have finally learned to pay attention and actually prepare, and that helped a lot of people this time. So I guess, we're all in this together, and we're all learning. That's the main point, I suppose.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's great. And we are going to take another caller because the switchboard is lit up.
Okay.
Area code 718, you are on the line. Can we have your age and your question, please?
Hi, yes. My name is Charlene. I'm 28. My question is, do you see me meeting someone new for a potential love relationship?
Okay. Now, I do feel that, you've had some hard times in love. So I do feel that you need a breath of fresh air as far as like your love life goes, okay? I do feel past hurts and past disappointments and you know, getting over the past, you know, but I don't want you to give up on love. Okay? All right, let's see here. I get the seventh month. Is a good time. I get two potential people. Let's see here. Okay, you meet one. Okay, one's younger, one's older. One's almost like an artist, or they have an artistic, there's something artistic about them. So that could be anything from a singer, a dancer, a painter. So there's something artistic about them. And I do see, and how old are you again? You said 28?
Yes.
Okay, I feel this man's about 32, 33. A little bit older than you. Tall, do you like him tall? This one's tall.
And
you know what? He's an artist, but he's a good soul. And I do feel that you're going to have some good times with him. Okay, he's not going to be able to afford a lot of things, but he actually is a very good person, and he expresses himself through his art. Okay, so I get somebody doesn't have maybe have a lot of money, but you know, money's not everything. You know, especially where the heart's concerned. Take it easy, take it slow, because like I said, I do feel like pain from the past, as far as like your love life goes. But I do feel. Do I feel you're going to marry next year? No. But do I feel you have a potential boyfriend? Oh, yeah. Just take it slow, and there's going to be a younger one around you, but go for this one that's a little bit older, this artist or this artistic person. Okay?
Okay. Just a quick thing. Do you see me getting married in this lifetime? Like.
Okay. And you said you're 28 years old now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, hold on a second here. All right. Did you almost marry somebody before? Because I'm getting like somebody before. Like there's almost a marriage before. There was almost a commitment before.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. 28, so you're 5, 6, 7 years from now. All right, 7 years. Okay, so Tarot is saying that I don't know if it's going to be a traditional marriage, but I do see a commitment with somebody in 7 years. So you can do the math better than I do, 28 plus 7. Around that age time, I do feel somebody, he's actually a little bit younger than you are, the one that you're actually going to. It's a commitment, okay? I do see a commitment. I'm not seeing or it's a very small wedding. It's not, I'm not seeing like a grand wedding, but it's somebody that you're truly going to love and somebody that's going to, you know, going to be a partner for you. And you know, that's what's important in life. You know, it truly is. Instead of having, like, a big flashy wedding and, you know, like Kim Kardashian had with, the, you know, the big flashy wedding.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
And there's no love there. You know, it's all flash. You don't want that flash. You want somebody who has a good heart and a good soul and someone committed to you, and you'll have that in 7 years, Tarot's saying. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, we're getting pretty close on time. We still have callers left, so I'd like to ask the rest of the callers to, besides identifying yourself with a first name and age, please, to be fair to the rest of the callers, ask only one question. Don't sneak another one in, please. Ask one question that's important to you, and we'll try to get to as many people as we can. Thank you so much. And now our switchboard operator with a lovely voice will take the next caller.
Hello, next caller is a Skype call. You're on the air. Can we have your name, your age, and your question, please?
Hello, my name is Ann. I'm 29, and my question is, I found out that I was like a very like ancient soul, and I guess I just kind of want to know like what did you do for me like in 2013.
Okay, what was your first name again?
It's Anthony.
Anthony, and how old are you, Anthony?
I'm 29.
29. Okay. Yeah, most people are older souls here. We're actually, most of us are on our last lives. So that would make sense that, you know, they would say you're an older soul. Okay, hold on a second here. Okay, I see you being very, very active in 2013. I see you plugging away. I see you pursuing interests, you know? Like, I see your social life really picking up, but also, Anthony, are you involved with clubs right now? Because I see you getting with a group or a partnership or something's coming up with a group of people around you. Also about your love life, I do feel you're going to be making decisions about your love life. Or if there's somebody in your, you know, love life right now making decisions, you know, about that this person. Don't be so upset. Tarot's telling me to tell you, don't be so upset with the things that are unfair in life. I feel that that really gets you down, like when things aren't fair, you know. And it's just like sometimes things aren't. So, you know, it's just that either gets you down or you worry about that. It's like don't sweat the small stuff. I just see you being very, very active, getting into a partnership with somebody. And some things ending for you in 2013 as far as, like, love life or changing for you as far as, like, love life goes. I also see a fantastic trip coming up in September, October of 2013. And, again, I do see, like, new groups of people coming into your life and some people going out of your life. Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah, appreciate
okay, thank
that.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you for calling.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, he's got a lot of activities. Like now, that particular person, I'd love to do like an hour and a half on him because there's so many things that were coming, you know, that needed explanation here, explanation there, and we don't have the time for that. But
well, maybe he'll contact you or.
Yeah, he would be one that, yeah, it'd be interesting. Yeah, because there's a whole, as he was talking about like ancient soul, there are things from his past. You know, some of his past lives that he did, you know, I do see him as an elder and things like that. So I'd like to talk to him, you know, about that as well. But okay, interesting, very interesting.
Yes, and he had great energy too. I could feel it.
Yes.
So that's
mm-hmm.
good. Okay, we got about 8 minutes left, so see if we can get maybe two more readings on here or so. We shall try.
Area code 360, you're on the air, Beyond the Gate Radio. Can we have your name, age, and your question, please?
My name is Lori, and I'm 52 years old, and I'm wondering about my upcoming move, resident move.
Okay. All right. Before even we talk about you like your move, I want you to watch your health a little bit. I do feel like your energy is draining, okay? So when I feel when somebody's energy is, you know, I need you to kind of like start taking care of you a little bit, okay? You're definitely somebody you put yourself on the back burner in order to take care of others, and now you're going to have to like rest. You know what I mean? Take it a little bit easier. You know what I mean? Start taking care of yourself a little bit better, okay? Now, let me ask you, what's this fear about this move? Because I'm getting like a fear, like you're afraid of something. What is it?
I'm afraid I'm going to, well, I put my money down on this one place, but the housing inspector didn't approve it, so they're holding up my security deposit, and I missed out on looking at a place today, and I'm afraid I'm going to move into some place I don't like.
Take a deep breath. And I do feel I get like a 2 months. Give yourself a 2 months period to really look around, and not rush it. Not rush it. Take you know the
well,
two
the,
like take the two.
The voucher is only good for like till the middle of January.
Okay, November, January. Okay.
Unless they might extend it now since this property management place is holding up my security deposit.
Yeah, I do feel that the January, you're going to be able to keep it all through January, and you'll be able to look like February. You'll have through January to look, okay? So I do feel like there's another, like, extension. There's only, like, two places that are going to be coming up for you as well. I see you looking at two places. It's almost like neck and neck. Like, which one are you going to take? Yeah, I keep seeing, like, two places around you. And I do feel you've moved in March. I get like totally moved, happy. Are you bringing somebody else with you? I feel somebody else is coming with you.
My daughter wants to move up from Wisconsin. I'm in Washington.
She may move. I feel she may move in like March, around there. But in the meantime, you know, please, watch your stress levels and. And take care of you a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank
you. Thank
you
so much for calling.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Cheryl, how are you holding up?
I'm good.
Coming to the end of the show.
Okay, are we going to do one more? Or?
Yes, let's go ahead and do one more if you don't mind.
Okay.
Area code 520-520, you are on the air on Beyond the Gate Radio. Can we have
Hi.
Your name, age, and your question?
Lisa, and I'm 60 years old, and my question is, my relationship with Bob, how do you see that, please?
Okay. And Bob is like a husband or a significant other?
Not a husband. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's a love interest. Sometimes people say that, you know, say I have to ask. Sometimes people say, you know, what's going to happen to Bob, and Bob turns out to be a family pet. That's happened to me. So I have to ask if you're talking about a husband or a pet or...
Okay.
Okay. I see a lot of stops and starts with Bob. I see somebody isolating themselves from the other person. As one person wants their way, that's for sure. Okay? So it's almost like if you want this relationship to happen, somebody's going to have to kind of like give up power, give up control in order for the other person to, in order for it to work. Okay? I'm not seeing like a mutual, even, you know, like a balance here. It's like, did you have like something with him like in the past? Did you have like a breakup or something and then coming back together?
We had words today.
We have
a differing opinion.
Okay, I do feel that there's reconciliation. I mean, it's not over, but I do feel there's like a lot of stopping and starting with this. You have to work out like control issues. And, you know, sometimes that's difficult. Now, let me ask you while I have you on. What's his astrological sign and what's your astrological sign?
Virgo Cancer.
Okay, so you're a Virgo and he's a Cancer?
Yeah.
Okay. So with the Virgo, with a Cancer male, you got to watch how you phrase things with them. They can get a little emotional, you know. So you have to watch how your tone of voice with him, how you talk to him. They usually like family life, though. They're usually, like, you know, pretty good husbands. Virgo, don't worry so much. You know, Virgo, you like your routines, and you can stress out on little things. So I would think when you talk to him a little softer, and maybe you'll see he'll respond a little bit better. But it's just like, you just got to figure out, like some of these issues, okay? You're going to be working through some of these issues. And I do see you kind of like working through them in 2013 as well. So I'm not going to tell you that you're going to cement this relationship in 2013, but I do feel he's a good person. I do feel he's a really good person. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Can I continue?
Hello?
Hello. You still have everybody?
I'm still
I guess
here.
That's it.
Cheryl, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, Cheryl, that's the end of it, and I was going to have you make some announcements. Before I do, really quickly, I just thought of this, and I thought, this is not for me, so I'm not being selfish. Normally I don't do this, but Cheryl has been through an awful lot this year. Do you see things physically getting better for her this coming year? Very briefly, if you could, if you don't mind me asking.
Okay, sure. Yeah, Cheryl, I know 2012 really kicked you around there, and 2013 most certainly will be a better year for you. In fact, you're a Capricorn, right?
Yes.
Because I'm getting a Capricorn vibe around you. Capricorn, okay.
Yes.
Okay, because Capricorns got kicked around pretty good in 2012, and then in 2013, they get a little more active. They get, you know what I mean? I see them getting out a little bit more, and I know that, you know, you went through some kind of accident or something, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, you are healing properly. I mean, you got very good care. Don't be afraid to get out, okay, in 2013. I do see
okay.
you taking step by step, you know, getting out again and getting back into life. You're going to, and you need to do this at your pace, though, okay, because I do see you're
okay.
at a slower pace. You're at a slower pace. So
yes.
with you, just take, you're like a Taurus, we're earth signs here. Take one step, you know, one step at a time. Don't let anybody push you. You know, you do at your pace, okay? And
okay.
Don't be afraid. I don't want to see any fear. You'll be fine. I don't see another car accident. I don't see anything like that in 2013 for you. No. I don't see anything like that. I do see you're still healing, especially up to the fourth month. So that's March of 2013. And then I do feel that you're moving at a quicker pace. But you just heal at your pace. Please don't have fear. And I get out, laugh a little more, get out a little more, enjoy a little more. And but you do it at your pace, okay? And then I do see at
Thank
the end
you.
Of the year, you're really, do you have trouble walking now?
Yes.
Okay. I do see it more mobile, okay? I do, and less pain.
Okay.
But it's a slow process,
okay.
but you will heal, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
so
thank
much.
You, Sherelle. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. I just wanted to give her a little surprise gift because she never asked for anything but always doing. So I thought I'm going to be able to give her something. I appreciate that. It's very nice of you. I just want to thank everybody for listening to Beyond the Gate Radio. And our amazing guest tonight has been Cheryl Lynn. She's an amazing psychic. And please check her out on YouTube and on Facebook. And if you like her amazing meetings tonight and like to get an extended one yourself that's really in-depth, then please call her at 484-221-9620. And be sure to check out her website at whiterose-productions.com. That's White Rose with a dash in between productions, whiterose-productions.com. Thank you, Cheryl, for coming on the show tonight. You were really amazing. You know, you did a lot of readings, and it was just great.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Time.
Thank you so much for having me on, and happy holidays to everybody, and I'll be talking to you again in 2013.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
thank you. Yep.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.